Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Flats and Shanks podcast. I won't tell you what you've just been talking about because it got dark. We have to turn the lights off. It got that dark.
Don't act like you're all upbeat. You're not.
No, we're upbeat. This is upbeat one today. This is upbeat.
Mike, no, it's not. I'm not doing that. I'm not buying in. I'm not faking it, mate.
Somebody got a late night tonight.
The late night's fine. It's people on Instagram. Oh, hi everyone. Welcome to the pod. Hey. It's people on Instagram acting like having 20 kids is just, it's all joy, joy, joy. Nope, it's not. I love it. I don't love my kids any less when it's hard work. I don't. But it's every day now. Every day the noise is so extreme that I have to just leave the room for a minute. Or shh, 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 shh. Like you're at a black tie dinner doing an auction. Shh, 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 shh. It's like that.
Go for another long poo.
Well, I read on Instagram, which is where all the truth is, the truths of life exist, and are laid out. I said you should never tell your children to shush, because it affects their self-confidence and it beats them down. And it's like, what happens if you never tell your children to shush?
They
turn into James Haskell.
That's the first thing you do when you get on a mic, isn't it? Hello, hello. I'll tell you what you should do today. Today or this week, because I know you're a busy boy today, is you need to watch the Will Smith film, The Pursuit of Happiness. And then get back to me, all right?
Yeah, do you know, it's funny, like I haven't seen that, but I know I've seen bits of it, and it's just really good. Like super, super hectic and all that. And yesterday I was like, I wasn't head in my hands, but I had to go and pick up my daughter from nursery and then the other side of town, because you can't, I don't know if I've had this conversation, I think we've had it. You can't get into a nursery on my side of town. You can't get into them, and the
kids... You can't trouble stamp a double stamp, Lloyd.
So the waiting lists for nurseries where we live are so long that the children who have the spots that my daughters can't get, right? This is, and by the way, the nursery next year is £92 or £93 a day. You can't get in because the kids who've got the spots, you can't get in for 2 and a bit years. That tells me not only have the kids not been born yet who are on the waiting list, they haven't been conceived yet, right? So it's years away that you can get in. So the only nursery we could get is across, and it's actually a really nice nursery, but other side of town, across the river, it's dark, Christmas markets, it is just, it would be quicker to walk, only sod that with a toddler. I've then got to get back past my house, other side of town, to pick up the other kids. This is all fine, except it's dark, it's pissing with rain, can't see anything, traffic's horrendous, and I'm thinking, this is just a bog standard double little pickup. Why am I finding it so difficult?
What you should do
is just like, mate, broke me.
Do you drive or do you walk or do you get an electric bike or do you have like one of those bikes with a big
I've got three kids and bags and hockey bags. And
Okay. Sorry, I thought you said nursery.
One of the kids is there. The other two are at school.
You should just put on put a little song on in your car, make you feel better. And I would suggest The Streets, Dry Your Eyes, Mate.
It's only in the car. It's only Moana soundtrack or Baby Shark. That's it. There's nothing else. Baby Shark on repeat. That keeps them going.
As long as they're quiet, mate.
They're not. Of course they're not. Of course they're not.
Listening to it. I tell you what I watched last night, right? Which is good. Which I just stumbled across because I was looking for something to watch like half hour before I go to bed. And The Parachute Murder Plot on Netflix.
Right. What's that about? I like Country
it's,
File.
It's but... about scuba diving. And it's really good. It's a true story. And it's a documentary, really, from past footage, police interviews and witnesses. It's about a husband who basically tries to murder his wife by tampering with her parachute and how he was proved guilty.
Oh, right.
But it's quite interesting, intriguing.
What a schlad.
Yeah, just do a better job.
Lad. What a rubbish bloke.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't mean that. I meant trying to kill his wife, not doing a rubbish job.
Yeah, we did. But it's really
good. I always think like these whole conspiring to kill your spouse. I presume it's to do with desperately wanting them to be gone or not to be with them anymore and getting a big check for insurance.
Correct. You've obviously thought about it, but he was completely random. He was in the army, but then he had loads of different affairs on the go, and his wife had just given birth to a second child, and he was messaging escorts, and he'd go to like a swinger's house, and there were glory.
He's all over the place.
Things like that, yeah. But then he wanted to move in with someone else. He wanted a new girlfriend and he wanted the money and mate, it's completely random but brilliant, fascinating.
Okay
from how the police caught him, really, and how
what channel's that on?
It's on Netflix, mate.
It's on Netters.
Yeah, two episodes into Slow Horses. I'm not sure there's the third available yet.
No, there isn't. It comes tomorrow, Wednesday.
I like it. It's good.
It is although, good. I still think series one and two are better than this one so far.
Yeah, I just sort of think, without spoiling it for people, the initial of why River left to go and help. I don't want to spoil it for anyone. But you know, when he gets a message and he leaves straight away to go meet someone on the bridge.
Yeah.
I just find that a bit unbelievable.
Yeah, I found a couple of bits in the first couple of episodes that are a bit
coffee cup went down too lightly, sort of thing.
Yeah, it's a little bit, all those teacups are empty,
Would you do that? Would you really do that if you saw a text message like that, a picture like that, and just leave straight away without asking anybody? You know, you're MI5.
You'd tell one of the team, at least. It just,
you'd tell your missus, wouldn't you? You'd tell your missus on the way.
Yeah. But I also think Roddy Ho, who's one of the main characters, not the actor, but I think the character is just really over the top. So,
which one's Roddy Ho? Oh, yeah, I know Roddy Ho.
You know, the Rodster. Yeah. And it's and I almost think when you get David Brent, he was the genius of Ricky Gervais with David Brent is that he wasn't over the top. He was believably awful. He made your skin crawl. Whereas Roddy Ho's a bit there literally isn't anyone like that in the world who's actually like that. So I sort of think that's been overdone a little bit.
No, I'm with you, but I'm still enjoying it. So
I watched Kin, Irish drama, Aldrico's mates from Dublin.
Okay.
It's filmed actually, all their houses are in the shadow of the Aviva Stadium. Have you noticed how Irish rugby folks, when they say, they don't say at the Aviva or at Twickenham, they say in the Aviva or in Twickenham. They always say in Wembley. Anyway, that was quite good. It was good. I enjoyed that. Definitely wanted to watch. I've tried a few things lately. I'm really struggling for decent telly at the moment. I'm glad Kin was good because I'm Struggsville. You gave me something to watch, which I forgot. You got to text me, mate. I can't remember things. That's it.
Same every time.
Yeah. Okay.
Every week. I remind you once a week.
So I got a big problem in my life at the moment. Do you want to hear about it? I realize this is all negatives.
Jackets or shirts that don't fit. Oh, no, let me guess. AirPods don't fit in your ear and you've got to get bespoke. You've got to go to Savile Row to get... No, actually, Tottenham Court Road. That's where all the electric shops are. To get some large little AirPods to fit in your ears.
I thought I did, but then I had to fiddle around and realised that I can actually shove them in a bit further if I tuck my lobes out. And actually, they're perfect now, so I was wrong.
You went to get your teeth whitened and it didn't work?
I'm not like you, no.
No, all right.
So when we did our little garden up here in Bath, it's not a big garden as you've seen, but there is a lawn, right? And it's a town garden, but there is a lawn. It's probably, I don't know if it's 15 or 20 meters long. I'm looking at it now. And 15, 20 meters and about, I don't know how wide, 10 meters, 8 meters wide or something like that, right?
You couldn't
long jump it, but it's not huge. So when the lady came round, Rosie, who does it's one of those little things. It's only little, so you think you don't need a garden designer. But actually, what you do is you pay £200 for this plan from someone who really knows their stuff. So someone told me to use her. She was brilliant. And she actually is like, I don't think what you're doing there is right. I think you need to swap this and that. And you need to rebuild that wall. And that will take them one day, but it will last forever and that stuff. And I'm like, so actually, she was brilliant. And she says, please don't tell me you're going to put plastic grass in here because you've got kids. And I said, no way. I like real grass. I like it. I've got a robot mower. I'm into it. And she said, good. Now, I know lots of people. Lee Mears is one of them, I think. Drico is one. You are another who have got plastic grass. Now, it is rainy season.
I haven't.
Oh, I thought you did. No. All right, someone else.
No.
So I'm now in a situation.
Cherish the environment.
I'm now in a situation where all down one side and up the end of our garden is the drainage. Like we tore everything up. We put some whatever it is underneath it to help the drainage. And the guys who laid the lawn were like, this is what we can do with the drainage. I said, do it all. Great. And it's not like a bloody Wembley like level system. This is domestic garden. Put some bloody gravel underneath it or something. And it is just a bog. It is an absolute bog. And the rain hits the mud and splatters. So our shed is like a black shed now, and the walls are black. And it's just like, and if you walk out, even on the bits that look like lush grass, you walk out in your Crocs to get something from the shed, each footprint leaves a black, like a muddy footprint. Even if you go really light, admittedly, I weigh a lot, but it's like squelch, squelch, squelch. And there are black footprints all the way up the lawn because it is that wet. So I'm thinking maybe it's time to consider plastic grass because our garden, you cannot walk on it. And if you do, you walk back over the patio and you just trail mud everywhere. This is, you know, half the year. But then if it's plastic grass, will it just flood and pool and waterlog and it won't be any different?
Won't flood because you have a drain. It'll drain.
But where? Because why isn't it draining now? Where will it go that this water's not going? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's a good point. But the mud just becomes soggy, doesn't it? Forget where the drain goes. The mud becomes wet, so it's not going to drain as well as plastic grass. I was going to have plastic grass, or I was going to go 6G, but it was too expensive.
I mean, Drico's got plastic grass, and he says it's changed his life. He's never been happy. Couldn't be happy with it, he said.
Kids can play out there all the time, you see, so, and you don't get the house muddy.
Yeah, and we absolutely cannot use our garden now unless the weather's good. You cannot go out there because the lawn, if the kids ran around on the lawn for 5 minutes, it would ruin the whole lawn. Like, you know, my little robot mower, they don't weigh anything. It scoot. If you had your eyes shut, you wouldn't know it was there. They're really light. And if that drives around our garden for 10 minutes after it's been raining, there's just muddy tracks all over the garden.
There must be a reason. There must be a reason why if you get artificial grass, that water doesn't hold on a surface like normal grass. There must be a reason why. It's probably easier to drain because it doesn't get dirty. Whilst you think of grass and mud and all that, water's got to go through somewhere and come out somewhere. Let us know. Please, write in. Email him.
Yeah.
But I'm...
It's a pain in the ass.
I'm keen. When I got my garden done a couple of years ago, a year or 18 months ago, it was too expensive to get, so I just went grass.
Is it really expensive, is it?
Not for probably what you want, because your garden is a little bit smaller and you probably got a little bit of grass rather than my whole garden needs to be grassed sort of thing for me.
Yeah.
So I think it'd be all right. And I think also you'd get someone in, you'd do a quick video, you'd say that you've sold it up the road to some old lady who got your locks too. You'd be fine.
Exactly. But it is a thing because it's minimum 6 months of the year we cannot let the kids in the garden.
I'm with you.
Is ridiculous now. And it's a pain in the ass.
I might look at it this year.
We've got stuff in the shed. The shed's at the back of the garden. You've got stuff in the shed, and walking over there is like the old days from the 70s when rugby was played in a bog. You're walking over that to get something out of the shed, and it's just I could grab your toolkit to hang this cabinet up yesterday, and I was like, yeah, great, I've got to go into the garden. And it's like squelch, 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 20 black footprints on the garden.
I'm going to get my mate, Andrew Nicholson from Element Surfacing. He's going to do a 2-for-1 deal, and we can loads of stuff on his socials for him, promote it.
Well, he does it all, does he?
The lady up the road, get her in as well.
Get her in down the road. I really don't want it. I don't have anything against it. I just like grass.
Just make sure you get some plant pots around it as well, right? Because it's the environmental impact is pretty bad for a plastic grass.
Is it?
Well, it's not as good. No. You think all the ants and all the insects.
And the neighbours won't like it. I genuinely don't think the neighbours would like it. And I see their point, really, because I know it's not a great big garden, but it's a 200 and odd year old garden. And it's almost like it's meant to have grass in it.
Yep. No. But did it have grass in it before? I can't remember. I've only seen it when it's been...
But it was knackered and overgrown. And it was so shaded by all... There was loads of massive trees in this tiny little garden. So it felt tiny and... The grass couldn't grow, basically. It was like the hair on top of your head and my head. That's what the grass was like. And there was hardly any of it. But it was one of those houses where this never happened.
Like a chub-a-chub lolly that's been dropped on the carpet.
Correct. It was one of those houses. This never happens. You look at it on Rightmove and you think, oh, that could work. It looks like it needs a bit of work. That's all right. The garden looks crap. Yeah, that's a shame. But we are near the park sort of thing. So it's all right. You convince yourself. And the pictures look crap. And you get here and actually you go in the garden and you're like, mate, this is rubbish. This is too small to live with. And it's like, what's behind this tree? Oh, right. The other three quarters of the garden. And they hadn't photographed it at all. It's really strange. They just hadn't bothered. If they'd come up one flight of stairs and taken a picture out the back window and showed you the size of the garden, it looked like it was a courtyard only. And it's weird. They didn't photograph it.
A little magical place for them, maybe.
Then we bought the house, and I've got a mate in town who's an estate agent, and he's a big character. He's a good bloke. He said, you just bought that house on so-and-so street. Yeah, excuse my language. I won't say the word because we don't swear on our pod if we can avoid it. And outside a pub with loads of people, he goes, mate, I can't believe you bought that. That house is absolutely fucked. I was like, cheers, mate. Yeah, we looked at it. Absolutely knackered, ruined.
He's out for you. I looked at it.
Yeah, I was like, is that we look? They wouldn't date until, we didn't list it. We didn't list it because it's absolutely bad. And I was like, I said, it hasn't sold. It took a lot. It's been on the market a while. He was like, yeah, it's because it's absolute wreck. And I'm thinking, this is a funny one because whenever I've bought a house the last 20 years, I've moved a few times.
I was going to buy that. That's amazing.
I've got a mate. Their estate agents wouldn't list it, he said. They tried to sell it through us and we said no, is what he intimated. Anyway, I spoke to the owner later on and she was like, no, I never tried to sell it with them. I know these guys from this place. I was like, okay. But whenever I bought a house, I do a viewing and then I've got a mate who is a structural engineer. He's basically building control. So he does building reg, structural engineer, he does the lot. and he knows an expert on planning and all that stuff. And I'll do, if I ever do a second viewing, like we found a house, we're like, oh my God, this is the one. So we got Charlie to come for a second viewing, and I just say, can I come for a second viewing, please? And whether, I'm sure people don't mind, I turn up with my mate Charlie. I'm like, hello, this is Charlie. And he walks around, and he will be in there for half an hour max, 20 minutes. And he came out of one house and said, nope, don't do it. And we were like bidding on it. I'd already said, I want to put this bid in, but let me see. And he said, do not bid on this house. You will spend 75% of the asking price to do it up again. And I was like, oh my God, right. He goes, it's just every single thing needs doing. It might as well not be standing there, and it's listed. So like, right, gone, gone, gone. So he's warned us off. He went around this place and said, there's nothing wrong with it. And he said, you'll have builders will come in and tell you you've got to rewire it, replumb it, new roof. You don't need any of those things. The windows are a bit shit, but the rest of it's fine. And just, it's absolutely fine. So it's then what you can do is, this is the good bit, you can make an offer that isn't subject to survey. So you can actually say, well, you want 100 quid. I'm going to give you 80 quid. No way, but no survey. When you're talking about old houses, if someone says, I'll buy it without a survey, you're like, whoa, okay. There's a mortgage valuation survey, but not the other thing that pulls up problems. Then suddenly people are like, that's interesting, because my mate Charlie's effectively already done a survey. It's quite handy.
You can tell he's done like 1,000 pods, because we're now talking about ways to buy a house. Bring your mate Charlie, bring your mate Charlie along with you.
Yeah, it's good though.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I sat in the airport the weekend flats for 5 hours waiting for a flight, mate. That was the most boring thing ever. I was meant to get a flight like at 11:30 to Belfast Saturday morning, and it was delayed because Glasgow was snowed in, and there was a setback then because the plane was going via Glasgow to Belfast and Belfast to Cardiff, and just bored, mate. Bored. But do you want to know what I ate?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh man, I got in there and I had there's a Costa in Cardiff Airport, so it was close. That was the only positive thing for me was I was flying out of Cardiff. I had a cheese and ham toasty,
and a Costa
and a cortado and an orange juice because I needed the sugar because I had a couple of beers before.
Yeah,
that wasn't enough. So then they have this turkey sandwich with trimmings in as well. Another toasty, which is really good. Try that. It's got cranberry sauce in. That was all right. And then flight was delayed, so I thought, oh, John, I need to find somewhere comfy. So I paid like £30 to go in the airport lounge, which I've got there, which means you get free food. So then
it's not
I had
30 quid.
Yeah. They got me in the small print. Then I had a chickpea curry. And then I had a turkey and stuffing, pigs in blankets, cranberry sauce roll, a bag of crisps, a Diet Coke, a coffee, and then I went home because the flight was too long. I was going to miss the game.
Oh, you just ate all that and then went home?
I went home.
You never got to the game?
No, because the flight kept Been put back, and then by the time it actually came, so
it was the day of the game. Oh
yeah.
God! Oh mate, that was mad,
and I was had a bit of a headache. I was a bit from because the day before I had an afternoon with Jason Fox.
Yeah, how was Alshon that? I've been meaning to ask you about that.
I was good, very good.
Yeah,
very good.
He's a nice bloke, isn't he?
Awesome. Like, awesome talker. Anyone who wants to host an event, which is a little bit different because you've done all of the sports stars, all the rugby boys, it's just different. Listen to him about why he became a soldier, some of the missions he's been on, the how he transitioned from soldier into, I mean, he probably is still a current soldier. I don't know whether or not. He's not, I don't think he's a serving soldier, but whether or not he's still become a soldier. Into SAS.
Who but being wins. Olympic champion, isn't it? You're always Olympic champion.
Yeah, you're never former. You're always Olympic champion. But it's great. And I put a load of question cards down on people's tables to ask questions. And, you know, there was just random ones like,
have you ever
Sam
killed
Fox?
Anyone with your bare hands?
Yeah, is your mum Sam Fox? Can he kill a man armed only with a biro?
You any relation of Fantastic Mister?
Yeah, have you ever given a man a lethal blow? I won't say who it was. I had this one. This one question was: when you get stuck in a place in Cardiff because there's no taxis left, and you forget to ring your wife to tell her you're stuck, and then you eventually come home at 6 o'clock in the morning, she doesn't speak to you all day, and then when she does, what interrogation advice would you give? You know, it was all about personal issues of boys. Yeah, there was loads of good. Have you ever killed anyone? I could answer that.
No, you can't.
I have.
Of course you have, with your eyes. But he's actually, a few guys are coming to Bath this Saturday. There's big games in the weekend, Europe obviously coming up, Champions Cup, and a load of those guys are coming to Bath this weekend, and I'm off to Bristol Saturday night, but I'm actually just, I'm going to pop in and have lunch with those guys before I head to Ashton Gate this Saturday. So I'll be seeing him on Saturday, but I'll be having zero beers because commentating.
I did that the other day, just before, met a couple of mates, Roger, Budgie, Andrew Nicholson, Ian Weatherspoons, just before Cardiff Stormers.
Oh, and I went God. Oh God, it's so grotty.
It's right next door to the stadium.
But I don't care.
I had to leave after like 10 minutes because it was so much fun. I thought, this is going to kill me. So I just left.
There are guys that can have a couple of beers for lunch before they go and commentate and stuff. And you or I might be two of them, but I don't do it just in case. And like I had lunch with John Barkley before we worked that night on a big game in Paris, whatever it was, quarterfinal day weekend, I think it was. And we had zero alcohol beer. We had like the 0.0 stuff. Just had one pint, didn't even finish it, but just to feel like we were lads, but actually be really scared of having alcohol on those days. So I didn't do
just
it.
In case your breath smells when you go in and people catch wind.
Yeah. Just like, no, not doing that. I had some turkey last night.
Oh, I saw that.
Building up for Christmas, mate.
Yeah,
it's very, very good. It's sous vide, so it arrives already done.
Yep,
and you finish it off in a hot oven, basically.
Pretty good at that, aren't you?
Yeah. So, I think that might be the direction of travel for this Christmas. Actually, is something
I've already ordered mine from there.
What you ordered?
Turkey crown.
Yeah,
I got a load of Field and Flower chicken thighs out because I'm going to do a curry today in the slow cooker.
Oh, nice.
Mm.
It's a lot of chicken thighs out. The kids are having fajitas tonight, but I'm not here. I'm hosting Courtney Law's testimonial dinner tonight up in town.
Nice boy.
Packed house. The list of players going is ridiculous, as you can imagine. And you basically have a list of all these players and they say, Flats, who would you like for a three-person Q&A?
For a three-way.
And you can pick any three of them.
What's your ultimate three-way, Flats?
No, but at this event, I said, well, Danny Kerr's there. So Danny's great. Lewis Ludlam's there. He's also great. And he's just like, just a sound bloke, really sound bloke. And Matt Dawson as well. I thought I'll get up there for a bit of opinion and
World Cup winner.
Yeah. And it's, you know, I want to rub it in, but it's nice to have one World Cup winner up there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Me and him anyway. So that'll be nice. And then I got an event on Friday with Graham Souness, Paul Merson, Stuart Broad, and Ray Parler. Mate, lad, how good is that? good is that? Romford Pele.
Lad.
Romford Pele.
Yeah. I want to do an event with him and Alan Brazil in Goucher and Cardiff. So get into him for me. Souness, wow. Be great.
Yeah. It'd be great. And I was with, I co-hosted an event called for the Lighthouse Charity, which is the construction industry's charity.
And so just quickly, this is what so Indigo sponsored the Gaucho Lunch, Indigo Group, Ian Wilkins, Matthew Bennett works for him. We raised some money for the Lighthouse Charity.
Oh, what a mate.
Yeah.
So it's big. Raucous, but it's great. It's not 1,000 builders, but it's basically 1,000 builders. And there'll be guys from Bath, like tradesmen and small business and bigger business owners, construction, and from Bath, I walk in and know people there because it's a big old deal. And co-hosted that with Ellie Costello, who was very, very good. And among other guests there, Harry Redknapp was there. And you know, I've heard Harry Redknapp a few times. I've hosted those events with him a few times. But there are some people that get on a stage, and it's just like Frank Bruno walking onto a stage, or Ricky Hatton, or Alan Shearer. It's just like they are just legends. And
ever done anything with Brian Robson?
No. Mm. I'd like to.
Yeah.
I'd like to do something with Roy Keane.
Yeah. Oh, have you seen Dynamo? It was on Soccer Saturday. Or
the Roy Keane bit. Oh, so good.
Yeah, but so he turns a little bit of flash paper into an ice cube.
Yeah.
And I've watched that. I record it on my phone and I've slow-mo'd it. I'm still trying to work out how on earth he does it.
But that's not the best bit. The best bit is Roy Keane's reaction.
No, it is.
It's his job. It's his job, isn't it?
but it's his job.
Isn't he amazing? Is he an amazing magician, Roy? Well, it's his job, so.
Do you see him smiling before he said it? He knew.
Yeah, he knew. He's too great, isn't he?
Yeah. Because he's so good at it now, you see him smiling more. It's like Sean Edwards. When Sean Edwards smiles, you think, whoa.
Yeah, you're right.
On here? But
you are right.
Yeah.
So we got a couple of minutes left, Tommy. This weekend, I'm going to Bristol against Leon on Saturday night. And then a very early start up to Manchester for the early kickoff for Sale against Stade Francais, which will be... Yeah, it'd be great. What are you up to?
Because you do so much. Are you pundit? Are you presenting? Are you first voice? Are you second voice? Cameraman?
Can I come back to you on that?
All right.
Can I come back to you? No,
I am doing one of the big ones, all right? I'm doing the Challenge Cup. I'm doing Ospreys versus Benetton.
Yep.
From the Liberty... not Liberty. It's called the Swansea.com Stadium now. Big game. Because the Ospreys just lost to Benetton away at weekend.
Yeah.
So a couple of big results from the URC, but tune in to the URC podcast Unloaded to find out about them. Edinburgh beat Ulster, which was a big result.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Red card to Ellis Jenkins at weekend, which meant
justified
to beat Cardiff. Yeah, I think so. Didn't look
just
good, but
on the Ellis Jenkins thing, when he was,
I
mic'd
thought he
up,
landed on top of his back. Yeah, good job. It wasn't mic'd up this weekend.
Yeah, true. You having a laugh or what, ref? When you the mic'd up thing I really like. I didn't really ever think about it in rugby because I thought the mic would just get knocked off. But it's funny because it's in the NFL, mic'd up bits are like they're extreme and they're laugh out loud and they're amazing. The rugby ones are like, good boy, you all right with that? Yeah, you're doing really well, mate. Nice one. And it's like, he's obviously a brilliant bloke and leader, but it's a different sort of mic'd up, isn't it? It's probably way more chilled than, because, you know, the best players you play with in your career, like we both played alongside some real bona fide legends.
Yeah.
Really often, they're the most relaxed people on the field. Like you play rugby with Tim Horan, like just chill bloke. Martin Johnson, he talks to you like he's in a, like he's in your front room. You all right, mate? Everything all right? Yeah. What we're going to do is that. And you think that's actually the appeal in rugby, isn't it? Not the, not the oorah stuff.
It's brilliant. It was really good. Really good insight into what he is as a leader, I thought, and how well he communicates with people, especially the youngsters. Yeah. A little bit of game management, just letting them know. Yeah, really good. So, yeah, I'm over there. I mean,
well done, mate.
Is that enough rugby, do you think?
Yeah, that'll do us. That's, we don't want to go over the top, do we?
Right. You
good luck, everyone.
Well, you get your sleep in, all right?
And, off to the gym for you, boy.
And cheer up, all right?
Off to the gym for you, boy. Go on.
Oh, big time. 110 kilos.
It's all right, guys.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.